there has always been idolized women or idolized celebrities throughout time, whether that was even in like the Greek period, there was like an idealized form of a woman's body. But that used to be like a statue or a celebrity.
Yeah.
Whereas now there's all these different platforms for us to look at all these women, not just one thing, but also there's not a difference between a celebrity whose job it is to look good and everyone else.
Yep.
So whereas the perception maybe used to be like, oh my God, she looks amazing. But your rational brain could say, well, yeah, because she doesn't do anything else. She's got a personal trainer, a private chef. Mm-hmm. Like she doesn't have to sit in an office for 8 hours a day. Now you're comparing yourself to people who seem normal.
And like you, like they could be the mum with two kids, but looks fantastic.
Right.
And you and a lot of people do show this highlight reel as well. And it does, it's a way of like getting above you and like sort of the status game. Like, yes. Oh, look, I'm you, I'm your age, I've got two kids, I work full time, and look how great I look. And it's kind of like, how can you not have comparison? Like that's what, you used to always say, like the worst thing that you could do is go to a school reunion because, you know, you basically go back and meet all your peers 10, 20 years later, and nothing more could be a direct reflection of the decisions that you've made than spending time with the people you grew up with. So it's like straight away, if there's people who have been wildly successful and people who haven't, or people are rubbing it in your face or whatever type of, you know, status ego wagon game that becomes, you are instantly just in this comparison zone of like, well, they've done this and they've done that and I haven't done this and they've got this. And it could be, depends whatever you deem as success. If someone else has got it, you're going to compare yourself to them because you grew up with those people. But then social media is that on steroids, in the sense of you've now got, you can go and find the people who look and sound and feel like you and have a similar life. And there can be value in that, in the sense of they might have other tips that can be really relatable to your circumstance. But I would unfortunately say that's probably like the minority of what's happening. It's more like a comparisonitis, if that's
the word. And I think it's really interesting that you bring up status, because for millennia, actually being a little bit heavier was a sign of status, because that meant you could probably afford to eat a bit more than the majority of people. Yeah. Most people were just struggling to get by, and to eat a bit more and be a bit chubby, for want of a better word, was a sign of status.
Yeah.
Whereas now in our culture, you know, you can get food 19, like whatever you want, all the time, 24/7. Mm-hmm. And actually it's a sign of status that you can afford to go to the gym, or you have the time to go to the gym. Yep. You're not working two jobs and trying to cook and trying to look after a house and trying to look after kids. You've got the status that you can buy healthy food.
Yeah.
So being thin, in inverted commas, how healthy looking is a status symbol.
It is. Yeah, and yeah, I think we've even, you know, we've even said this before, like it's, and it's also one of those things that you can't buy. So it has to be earned, you know, and that can be like the ultimate flex to an extent. Like you can't buy a fit. I mean, people will listen to this and go, well, you can get surgery and you can't. You cannot give someone surgery to make them fit. You cannot give someone surgery to make them healthy. There's like things that people can do to change the aesthetics.
Yeah, but there are like female body ideals that don't necessarily need to be fit. Like if you've got the curves in the right places and you wear the right clothes, you can get away with a lot.
But I mean, I think if you're going down that route of completely focusing like what you value on looks versus health, it's also a very short-lived path. You know what I mean? Like if you really pour into your looks for so long, like how like it doesn't, like it's gonna go over time, isn't it? Versus if you have to pour your attention into health, like you could still build an aesthetic body, or you know, like guys who are more muscular or women, you can build a fit, healthy looking strong body. It takes a little bit more work, but it also lasts as well. And when, you know, your looks do go over time, it is a part of aging.
No, your looks change.
Your looks change. That's a much better way of saying it. Yeah, they don't go. But yeah, I mean, you do see this, you know, there's like women. I mean, Liverpool's pretty bad for it, to be honest, but you do see women from I remember there was personal trainers in the gym I worked from getting Botox at 20.
Well, actually, the recommendation is the younger you start, the better.
To not get the creases in your skin.
Which is bonkers to me. But yeah, I mean, when you say about Liverpool's really bad for it, I was listening to a podcast episode of the El Serrar podcast the other day, and they had an aesthetician. I don't know how you ever say that word.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know, someone who does like fillers and Botox. Mm-hmm. And she was saying there is actually a real culture, and it is like an echo chamber where there's this culture of looking a certain way because all your friends look like that. And then all the people that you follow on social media look like that. you want the next like extreme version of that look. And so it becomes like even more extreme, and the whole culture itself is like bigging itself up yeah. even further. And so like the size of fillers that people are asking for and the levels of adjustments.
You've seen this with, this is just like history repeating itself. Cause I feel like this was, if you go back 20, 30 years, it was like with fake boobs.
Oh yeah. So and then boobs, people went crazy big.
And now yes. it's kind of like almost like retracted. And I've yes. actually watched a lot of women actually start to get them taken out mm-hmm. because they've started to get like bloodshot eyes, or the body started fighting back, that you've got,
it's basically a foreign body.
Yeah, you've got a foreign body inside yeah. you, and you've got plastic, or there's so that seems to be like what's happening with the lip fillers now. Seems to be
if you it's just like what's more and more and more extreme.
Yeah, and you just keep seeing bigger and bigger and bigger lips. And
maybe it's because of that like social status thing. Well, you've got them like that, I'm gonna go one next step.
Yeah, it must be, because I've obviously spoken to a lot of men, and it's not that I'm here to like judge anyone. Like I actually, people can do whatever they want, and as long as it like genuinely makes them happy, I'm all for it. Like you do you. But you do see some women take it to the absolute extreme. And when I speak to some other people, I'm like, is that, like, what do you think about that? Like I'll ask their opinion, and it's just like, it looks crazy. Sometimes it looks, like jokerish, clownish to an mm-hmm. extent. Like you've got these huge like stuck on lips, and mm-hmm. it's like, wow, where's that coming from? You know what I mean?
And that's what's interesting, I think, about female body image pressure isn't always even about like being attractive to men.
Mm.
Like a lot of it, I think, is inter female status play and yeah. like showing up a certain way for that reason of wanting to fit in, not necessarily to be more attractive to men.
Yeah.
I think maybe in the past it was.
I think it's always been both. Yeah. Even more so. I mean, like if you look at, you know, the beauty industry is heavily focused at women, isn't it? Whether it comes to makeup and cosmetics and everything else that it goes with versus men. And I think it is because many men do chase the money status side of things versus like women do typically chase more of the looks status side of things. I think that's just a little bit hard wired into us. And then it's also how it's marketed to us mm-hmm. from a very young age too. But yeah, it is, it's 100% about, you know, trying to fit in, but it's, I don't see it being a healthy thing or a good thing. And it's mainly because I'm yet to see somebody who's started getting Botox and then stopped, or started getting lip fillers and then stopped. So it's like, do you realize what once you're doing something like that, like that's possibly an expense and something that's maybe detrimental to your health
yeah.
that you're starting to do now forever.
Well, what's interesting is actually one of the examples that I was going to talk about later, Courtney Black, she used to have fillers and Botox and
yeah.
and wear filters and makeup and everything. And she put out there about 3 years ago, she was like, okay, enough's enough. I'm going to stop this now.
Mm-hmm.
And made that like a decision that she was going to stop having the fillers. Now, conversation, tangent, yes. that she did actually continue to use filters in some of her content. Mm. But yeah, I mean, that's a whole nother conversation for later on.
Yeah.
But so there are people out there who realize, do you know what? This isn't even me. I am going to stop.
Yeah, it's... You can understand why, like I said, there's quite a lot of women who I've noticed who are like mid-40s and they've started getting their breast implants taken out just because they're noticing that like they don't feel good anymore, or they're starting to possibly even get an autoimmune condition because their body's like fighting back against this foreign substance yeah. in their body.
The other thing I think as well, though, is the idealized body changes. So when you got them 20 years ago, the idealized body looked like this
mm-hmm.
and then over time it shifts. So if we think about like, back in the 20s, that flapper kind of stick up yeah. and down was super popular. Then you went into like the Marilyn Monroe era, where it was all like voluptuous and curvy. Then you had like the twiggy 1960s, yeah. go back to stick thin.
Well, who was the photo that we posted on social media? And it was like the few from the noughties, and it was...
Jessica Simpson?
No, I mean, it was one of her, and it was another one.
Mariah Carey.
And they were like literally saying about like her legs were huge, and yeah. I was like, she looks tiny.
Yeah, and she's got really lean, muscular, yeah. great legs.
Yeah, like fantastic legs. And it's like back then they were saying like her legs are too big and too muscular. So it's always changing. And I think it's, the difficulty is like having that North Star of like, it doesn't matter, you know, to an extent, like in terms of like beauty standards, they're different all over the world. Like in a lot of Asian countries, it's, people are very thin. And like, you know, you go into some shops around Asia or Japan, it's like, it couldn't be more blatant that they're saying like, you need to be skinny or you need to be small. And yeah, it changes from in different cultures as well. But it's also, the comparison, the chasing, maybe something that's unrealistic. And then obviously filters and plastic surgery and cosmetics. And it kind of just all continually brings this.
Yeah. And this is what we wanted to get into today, because like, actually, there's one thing having this competition, if you want to call it that, with other women. But we've now got to a situation with AI and filters and Photoshop that you're not even comparing yourself to other women. You're comparing yourself to some idealized creation that the algorithm knows people find attractive.
Yeah.
How can you possibly compete with that?
You can't. And it's people are going to have to start to, you know, is it the name Mercer? You know, there's a great job of calling some of this stuff out. I think there's another lady called Saggy Sarah.
Oh, yeah, she's good. Yeah.
And she just put one up the other day and she literally had like edited the waist in and this and then just like changed it to how she actually looked and just tries to show the comparisons. But, you know, these editing apps can be used in, you know, and can change the way you look in seconds. And then on top of that, you've got the AI coming about. And then deep fakes. And it's all stuff that's on the horizon.